It's 18 trivia questions from Trivial Pursuit Totally 80s Edition. I take three cards and read them all to you to see if you can figure them out. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. It's always a fun thing for me to record, and I'm so glad you decided to check it out today. I'm recording in my backyard, just got done shooting the second episode of the Daughter Daddy Buds Family podcast with my daughter Annabelle, which is over on my Facebook page. If you want to check it out, facebook.com/RyanBuds. We put up the first episode today. We shot it last week on Memorial Day, and we shot the next one today for next Monday. So we're always going to try and stay 1 week ahead of schedule. If you like hearing her on the Zoom recorder, on the microphone, and if you like to see her and her crazy animated motions, you can watch the video over on facebook.com/RyanBuds. If you're brand new to the show, I have a daughter named Annabelle that you just learned about. I also have a son named Tommy, a wife named Ashley, a mother-in-law named Tanya, and we all live in Southern California, here in Fontana, to be specific, which is like Montana, but with more people in just this city alone, probably. And we are loving life out here on the West Coast, and we host trivia events at a bunch of places. I say we because Ashley's really jumping in, and she hosts two or three places a week now, whether it be bingo or trivia or a mixture of both. And she is really helping us cruise through paying off our final debts. That's right. We're almost completely debt-free as a family. And that is thanks to listeners like you that help spread the word about what we do. So thank you so much for telling a friend about this podcast or telling a friend about a live event if they live in Southern California somewhere. Thanks for listening at all times. I really appreciate it. Today's episode is all about 80s trivia, and it's three cards that I'm going to read you from a Trivial Pursuit Totally 80s Edition. We got this at a thrift store called, I think it's called DIY, and it is a chain of thrift stores out here near us, and I've never been there, but Ashley was there recently, and she ended up buying a bunch of cool board games, and I said, try not to spend more than 30 bucks, and she spent, I said 35 bucks, and she spent 31 bucks. So we got a bunch of cool VHS tapes with cool covers to give away as like bingo prizes, and we got a ton of board games. So we got this one, which we will probably play for a bit and use some questions from, and then probably either redonate or give it away as a prize at maybe like an 80s-themed event. That would be kind of cool. She also got me another copy, an additional copy of the Clue VCR game, which if you've heard me talk about on the show, I'm a huge fan of Clue. And we actually did a What's the Theme that was kind of based on Clue just the other day with Brian Salyer. Thanks for those questions, Bri. If you want to go back and check out that episode, I did just ruin the theme for you, but you can have fun with the questions. And the Clue VCR game is kind of hard to find these days. And it was a tape-based board game where you watch this tape of actors portraying the Clue characters. And there were some bonus ones in there. I think there's like a Mr. Brown, and I think there's the Weapon of Poison in this one. I've actually never seen it, but my friend Steve Scapperdine used to have it growing up. And I remember he put the tape in, and we watched maybe like the opening scene of it, and that was it. So I've never actually played the game, but now I have two copies of it that are both in pretty good shape. And I do have a VCR, so I could put this thing on at any time. I will document that whenever I do it. But yes, if you like 80s trivia, that's what we're going on about today. So play along with these questions from the Trivial Pursuit Totally 80s Edition. We're going to jump into 18 questions. There's six questions on each card, so I'll read all the questions first, and then we'll jump into the answers. Here we go. And there's my dog, Carver. All right, it's Totally 80s Trivia. Let's see how many of these you can get out of 18. Here's question number one. What world leader in 1986 unveiled a plan to rid the planet of nuclear weapons by the year 2000? Question number one. What world leader in 1986 unveiled a plan to rid the planet of nuclear weapons by the year 2000? Question number two, what investigator frequently relied on a helicopter charter company run by his old war buddy, TC? Who is that? What investigator were we talking about there? Question number three, what film cast Danny DeVito as a shady aluminum siding salesman? Number three, what film cast Danny DeVito as a shady aluminum siding salesman? Question number four, which came first, Band-Aid, Farm Aid, or Live Aid? Which of those came first? Was it Band-Aid, Farm Aid, or Live Aid? Question number four. Question number five, what hoopster died of a cocaine overdose in 1986, days after being named the Celtics' top draft pick? Number five, what hoopster died of cocaine overdose in 1986, days after being named the Celtics' top draft pick? Question number six, what U.S. presidential hopeful appeared on Saturday Night Live feigning confusion about whether he was a musical namesake, confusion about whether he or a musical namesake was the host. I see. Number six, what U.S. presidential hopeful appeared on Saturday Night Live feigning confusion about whether he or a musical namesake was the host? Question number seven, what nation called its entire Navy back to port in 1982 after its only cruiser, the General Belgrano, was torpedoed? What nation was that? Question number eight. What brash TV personality was created in a bid to digitize Channel 23 reporter Edison Carter? Question number eight. What brash TV personality was created in a bid to digitize Channel 23 reporter Edison Carter? Question number nine. What two Matt Dillon films did Francis Ford Coppola shoot back-to-back in Tulsa? Question number nine, what two Matt Dillon films did Francis Ford Coppola shoot back-to-back in Tulsa? Number 10, how many minutes was each Live Aid act given to play its set? Was it 17, 27, or 37? How many minutes was each Live Aid act given to play its set? 17, 27, or 37? Number 11, who is Michael Jordan's college coach? Number 11, who is Michael Jordan's college coach? And number 12, what film director died in 1980 while working on a true story about the spy George Blake? Question number 12, what film director died in 1980 while working on a true story about the spy George Blake? One card left, six more questions. Let's see how many more of these you can get. These are pretty tough. What Midwestern city's Hyatt Regency suffered a walkway collapse in 1981 that killed 114 people? Where was that? What Midwestern city? Number 14, what did the original Star Trek phrase, "where no man has gone before," become in the opening Star Trek The Next Generation? What did the original Star Trek phrase, "where no man has gone before," become in the opening to Star Trek The Next Generation? Number 14, what was the follow-up to the epic French film Jeanne de Florette? What was the follow-up to the epic French film Jeanne de Florette? Number 16, what Trinidadian singer, born Leslie Sebastian Charles, had three chart-topping hits in the 80s? What Trinidadian singer, born Leslie Sebastian Charles, had three chart-topping hits in the 80s? Here's number 17. What hoopster? They like that word, hoopster. What hoopster, before the inaugural long-distance shootout at All-Star Weekend, asked fellow competitors, "All right, who's playing for second?" Ooh, kind of cocky. What hoopster was that? All-Star Weekend, he said, "All right, who's playing for second?" And number 18. Which first lady of the 80s boasted the maiden name Smith? Which first lady of the 80s boasted the maiden name Smith? All right, everybody, those are your very difficult, totally 80s questions from this Trivial Pursuit edition. We'll be right back in just a second with the radical answers. All right, we're back with the answers to these 18 very tough 80s questions from Trivial Pursuit, the totally 80s edition. This came out, let's see if it has a year on it. No, I have no year. Oh, yeah, maybe. 1997, it looks like. But it also says 2006. So maybe both. Maybe they updated it. I'm not sure. Here was question number one. What world leader in 1986 unveiled a plan to rid the planet of nuclear weapons by the year 2000? That was Mikhail Gorbachev. Gorbachev said that. The next question, what investigator frequently relied on a helicopter charter company run by his old war buddy TC? That was Thomas Magnum. I think that's from Magnum P.I., I'm thinking, for TV. Number three, what film cast Danny DeVito as a shady aluminum siding salesman? I've never heard of it. It's called Tin Men. Tin Men. I'll have to check it out. Number four, which came first, Band-Aid, Farm Aid, or Live Aid? That was Band-Aid. Band-Aids, I'm stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aids stuck on me. I asked that question a couple weeks ago. Next one, sports and leisure. What hoopster died of a cocaine overdose in 1986, days after being named the Celtics' top draft pick? That was Mr. Len Bias. Len Bias. And WC. I don't know what that topic means. Wild card, maybe? What U.S. presidential hopeful appeared on SNL, feigning confusion about whether he was a musical namesake or host? Whether he or a musical namesake was host? The answer is Paul Simon. Okay, so that was a presidential hopeful and a musical guest. Paul Simon. Got it? Good. Here's the next one. Number seven, what nation called its entire Navy back to port in 1982 after its only cruiser, the General Belgrano, was torpedoed? That was Argentina. Don't cry for me, said Evita / Madonna. / Why do I know that? TV was up next. This was number eight. What brash TV personality was created in a bid to digitize Channel 23 reporter Edison Carter? Max Headroom. Remember him? Max Headroom. He had like the tweaky head thing that was like animated-ish looking. And I think he wore sunglasses, right? I don't know what I'm thinking of. But I definitely have seen Max Headroom for at least a second. Here's the next one. Movies. What two Matt Dillon films did Francis Ford Coppola shoot back-to-back in Tulsa? The Outsiders and Rumblefish. Rumblefish. Music was up next, and it said, how many minutes was each Live Aid act given to play at set? 17, 27, or 37? It was the first choice, just 17 minutes. A lot of famous performances from Live Aid. And the next question, who was Michael Jordan's college coach? Dean Smith was his college coach for sports and leisure. And then number 12, what film director died in 1980 while working on a true story about the spy George Blake? That was Alfred Hitchcock. I maybe could have guessed that one if I had to. I might have thought of that. Next up, we have history. And it says, what Midwestern cities Hyatt Regency suffered a walkway collapse in 1981 that killed 114 people? Kansas City. Kansas City. Then we had TV. What did the original Star Trek phrase, where no man has gone before, become in Star Trek The Next Generation, where no one has gone before? Where no one, to make it more open. Movies was up next. What was the follow-up to the epic French film Jean de Florette? It was Manon of the Spring. Two things that I've never heard of. Next up's music. What Trinidadian singer, born Leslie Sebastian Charles, had three chart-topping hits in the 80s? You might think it was a female with the name Leslie. That's probably what I would have done. But it was actually Billy Ocean. Remember him? Get out of my dreams, into my car. And the next question, number 17, what hoopster, before the inaugural long-distance shootout at All-Star Weekend, asked fellow competitors, all right, who's playing for second? That was Larry Bird, the hick from French Lick, as he's called. And the wild card question to close things out, which first lady of the 80s boasted the maiden name Smith? That was Rosalynn Carter, Jimmy Carter's wife, maiden name Smith. Those were all your answers to the 18 questions from this very difficult episode. But hey, it's fun to do a tough one every once in a while. You get to learn a bunch of weird facts about something. And today it was all about the 80s. I hope you had fun listening. If you want to support this show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds, and you get a little welcome package of a signed Sharknado headshot, a Trivia with Buds pin, and a sticker with the podcast logo art, the blue one with the blue background in my face that says Trivia with Buds Daily, that you're probably looking at right now if you're looking at your phone. You'll get a little welcome package if you donate $5 or more. So in addition to all the other rewards that you get for being a patron of this show, you'll get that welcome package, and I'll sign that headshot for you, and I'll get out to you right away if you join at $5 or more. Now at the $5 level, you're also going to get access to our Discord app chat room. You're going to get a postcard mailed to you every month from me, and you're going to get to pick a topic that we do every month on this show. So monthly, you get to fill in our Patreon Google spreadsheet topic list column, and you go, ooh, I think I want him to do an episode on Ninja Turtles. You type it in, and then I have to do it. So that's fun stuff for supporting this show. There's 31 of you out there, and thank you so much for your monthly support. I sincerely appreciate it, and it's fun to just watch that money kind of build up and to be able to use it for fun stuff to make my business bigger and better. So thank you so, so much for doing that. That offer, by the way, for the welcome package of the pin, the sticker, and the headshot is only through the month of June, so get on it right away, and I'll send you some cool stuff. Also, guys, at the end of June, we're starting some new rewards, and we are starting some changes in terms of how things look. So I'm going to have a new background for the color on the podcast logo art. I'll have some new stickers that I'll be sending out and things like that. We'll probably add a new tier or two, maybe a pin tier where I send you some pins every single month, maybe instead of the magnet tier, or maybe I'll keep the magnet tier. I don't know. It's up to you. If you have any ideas on how to make those Patreon rewards better, just let me know in an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Also, one more quick plug for Chattanooga, Tennessee. I will be doing a big, fun Disney Marvel Star Wars show down there on Sunday, July 7th, and the tickets are up on my website, okay? On my website, go to triviawithbuds.com and click the banner at the top for Chattanooga. That's July 7th, 4th of July weekend, Sunday, 7 p.m. at the Southside Social. Before we get out of here, Funky Monkey Designs sponsors our question of the day. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs in San Dimas, California. If you need anything embroidered, they can do it for you. Bring the item to them, or they have a catalog of products you can choose from. You can also go to them for any kind of varsity jacket or letterman jacket needs. That is their number one specialty, and they would love to help you out with that. Go to FM Designs, Inc. FM Inc. Designs? One of those two. It's linked in the show notes. Check it out and .com it up and go to their website and see all the cool stuff they have available. This question is sponsored by them. What Billy Joel chart topper advised? Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. What Billy Joel chart topper advised? Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. If you know the answer to that, tweet it to me at Ryan Buds on Twitter, or just email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and you'll be in the running for a sweet prize that will be a nice little surprise in the mail from me to you. Thanks, Funky Monkey, and thanks you guys for listening and telling a friend about this show. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.